I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, as this program celebrates its first anniversary on the air, we talk about how media organizations are trying to speak to diverse audiences, and we'll ask some media watchers how we're doing. But first, a conflict between two men over race, politics, and the expression of faith that could affect the race for the White House. In an emotional press conference, Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama criticized his former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, yesterday, saying he was outraged by some of Wright's recent statements.
I want to make absolutely clear that I do not subscribe to the views that he expressed. I believe they are wrong. I think they are destructive. And to the extent that he continues to speak out, I do not expect those views to be attributed to me.
The Illinois senator went on to say he did not believe that Wright's views reflect the perspective of the black church, and that he was particularly angry that his previous efforts to put Wright's views into context were dismissed by the Chicago minister as political posturing. Senator Obama's response comes after his recent loss in the Pennsylvania primary and ahead of primaries Tuesday in Indiana and North Carolina. But as in Obama's first effort to address the inflammatory soundbites of Wright that have been circulating over the internet, the latest remarks set off a wider conversation about race, faith, and politics, and what the black church stands for. Joining us to talk about this are two prominent members of the clergy who joined us in the past to talk about the Reverend Wright controversy. The Reverend Renita Weems, a theologian who, like Wright, has been celebrated as one of America's top preachers, and Bishop Harry Jackson Jr., who has written many books about the African-American church and is also known for his strong relationships in the evangelical world that cuts across racial lines. I want to thank you both so much for participating.
Thank you for having us, Michelle.
Reverend Reams, Reverend Wright has said that the attacks on him are an attack on the black church, and Barack Obama vehemently disagreed. What do you think?
Well, I think that the attacks on Pastor Wright are certainly, some of them anyway, are certainly attacks out of a kind of ignorance about the breadth and the width of the black church. And usually when we think of the black church in terms of within the larger American context, the American public tends to know just a very narrow slice of the black church. And so I think that the attacks on Pastor Wright, or perhaps, I mean, there are some that he has brought on to himself. There's no doubt about that. But there's also the fact that just the spotlight on him also spotlights the ways in which we do religion differently in this country, and the fact that the black church is no one particular kind of black church. There are those who are like Pastor Wright in terms of issues of social justice and prophetic preaching. So I think that there's a degree to which Jeremiah Wright has brought some of this on himself, but also there is a kind of national spotlight on the black church to let us know that the black church is much more diverse than we tend to think.
Bishop Jackson, what about you? What do you think this fight is about?
Well, I think it's about style first, content second. And in the Bible, it talks about judging prophetic utterances. I take from it that maybe it's time for us really to move beyond dialogue to actually start solving this race problem. So I've initiated something with Tony Perkins, co-author of my book, Personal Faith, Public Policy, where we are asking people to desegregate the church over the next 10 years. Hear me out. And what I mean by that is I believe that the black church is actually a reflection of the lack of acceptance of the broader church in America over the years. Blacks were ostracized, put aside. They didn't start a black church. They had to create one because they weren't welcome in the white church. So what if all your largest megachurch pastors who are trying to reach everybody intentionally in an honorable way reached out to blacks, Hispanics, and others and said, we are going to make sure that Sunday morning is no longer the most segregated hour of the day or of the week in America. So I believe it's an opportunity. I believe that Wright was wrong in his timing. I think it's the worst thing. It's almost as though you could see the ego at the press conference. Friday night with Moyer, he was humble and he was trying to win his way. Sunday night at the NAACP rally, it seemed like he was in his stride. He was in his lane, as Roland Martin would say. He was in his lane and he really preached. He's quite a communicator. But Monday, he's in strange territory and he absolutely threw Barack Obama under the bus, and that's not his place to do it.
Let's talk about style for a minute. And Bishop, I want to get back to some of the issues you raised later about what this could be an opportunity to talk about. But I want to spend a couple more minutes on this whole question of style. I want to play a clip now of Reverend Wright's speech where he talks about style.
Black preaching is different from European and European-American preaching. It is not deficient. It is just different. It is not bombastic. It is not controversial. It's different.
Well, Reverend Williams, what about that? Now, Barack Obama first said that, you know, he first thought that the criticism of Reverend Wright was that people didn't understand the style. But now he's saying that Reverend Wright really does have some wacky views. What do you think is true? Now, you know Reverend Wright. You've worshipped with him.
Well, I think you've asked a couple of questions. You first raised the question about style, and then we're talking about views, and those are not necessarily the same thing. So his style.
I think Reverend Wright made it the same thing. So that's what I'm asking you to unpack that.
Well, I think that those are two different things. To talk about his style of preaching, I mean, the passionate, fiery, intense way in which Dr. Wright preaches, it's very much, I think, is similar as far as I'm concerned to what we find throughout Black preaching and even in King as well. I mean, very passionate, intense. But in the case of Jeremiah Wright, we also are talking about some of the inflammatory things that he has said about AIDS, about America's war efforts, and Farrakhan. Those are those kinds of views are, it seemed to me, the views that Barack Obama was certainly denouncing and distancing himself from. So those are views, but his style, I think, is very consonant with the kind of style that you might find within most Black churches in terms of being very passionate and fiery speakers and very emotional in their presentation. And I think perhaps we even see some of that stylistic difference, if you will, there in Barack Obama's presentations as well. I mean, he's a very, very a great speaker, and I think you find some of his cadences and style that's reminiscent of Black church preaching, not in terms of it being extremely fiery the way that a Black preacher would be, but certainly his ability to touch emotions and to paint pictures with words. I think you do definitely see that style even influenced upon someone like Barack Obama
communicator. I need to jump in here to say, sure. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm speaking with the Reverend Renita Weems and Bishop Harry Jackson Jr. about the latest controversy between Senator Barack Obama and his former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Bishop Jackson, some in the Black media are saying that Barack Obama threw his minister under the bus. From a pastoral standpoint, do you think that Reverend Wright threw Senator Obama under the bus? And
yes.
And in fact, we're getting a lot of blog posts that suggest that, why couldn't he put his own personal issues aside for the sake of this congregant for whom he's been in a pastoral relationship? What do you think about that as a pastor?
As a pastor, I would say that he harmed Barack Obama. I mean, he even let out some information about I prayed down below when he was going to announce his candidacy with him. There are many things that he should have kept to himself, that this was not his moment. And I understand he has a book that's coming out in the fall, and I'm pushing a book. And I understand the motivation of someone who wants to get your name out and your message, because it's more than your name. You feel like you have something to say. But this is an hour where one of your congregants can hold the most important role in the Western or probably the entire world. And why do you have to talk about that now? He had time. He didn't have to push it today. And I think it was very self-centered. I think it was arrogant. Also, I feel as though perhaps the anger that Barack Obama talked about in the very first speech on race, we saw come forth. And so I come away with this saying that he was not served by his pastor, and that Barack actually understood more of his pastor's nature. But what probably surprised him was this radical turn and what I'm going to call a Judas moment.
Oh, dear.
Reverend
Weems, what do you think about this? You think is it jealousy, ego, two different visions about what's most important in serving the country? Because I think it's clear that Reverend Wright thinks of himself as a race man, and I think certainly if people understand what that term means.
Yes. I don't think that it was a question of either one throwing each other, the other under the bus. I think that we see here the way in which politics drives wedges between family members, between friends, and obviously in this case, between members of the same faith community. I think that what we see here with Barack Obama and Jeremiah Wright, Barack Obama feeling like he had to come out and to denounce in some way, certainly some of the views of Pastor Wright, but certainly distance himself from his former pastor. And I think that that relationship is now certainly a former relationship. And I think that you see someone like Jeremiah Wright saying, feeling very strongly that he had to come out to define himself, and that felt that he perhaps has been caricatured by the media. I think for someone like a Jeremiah Wright, perhaps this was no longer just about Barack Obama. This is about the personal attacks that Jeremiah Wright has felt that himself that he's been under by the media. I don't think it's just that. I think it's a question of both of them feeling like they needed to distance themselves and to define who they are.
Finally, Bishop, you mentioned that there is a race conversation still to be had, and you think that that's a conversation that the church needs to have. Barack Obama talked about that. In the minute we have left, where do you think this leaves that discussion about faith, politics, race?
Well, I think we're going to have to heal ourselves, the church. The thing that can bring together whites and blacks in America is our biblically-based faith. And that's the thing I'm pushing. And I believe that you're going to hear much more about this. And it's time for talk is over. We need to act. And I think we can act by saying, here are some specific steps that we're going to take to make sure that the church heals herself. And in some ways, the fact that a Jeremiah Wright is so angry is a symptom of the fact that the church has been remiss in addressing the problem of race over the years. Let's take that and run with it.
All right. Bishop Harry Jackson Jr. is senior pastor of Hope Christian Church. He was kind enough to join us here in our Washington studio. We were also joined by the Reverend Dr. Renita Weems, theologian and an ordained elder of the AME Church. She was kind enough to join us from Nashville. I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Michelle.
Very much.